Chapter 2. Confession and the Tongue. Proverbs 16:23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Proverbs 13:14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 12:18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 10:19. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The Bible has a lot to say about our tongue and how we use it. Proverbs considers a wise man to be very aware of the words he speaks and able to control them. Man is both male and female. There is great teaching on the tongue and the power of it, and we must realize that we can bind things up or loose things into being with words. Picture binding up a bale of hay versus cutting the twine and letting the hay go free. That's a simple glimpse of the power we have with our tongue. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The tongue has been and is being used to loose blessing and cursing, and many people have been cursed or blessed by others or even by themselves. Your tongue can start a curse. Jesus made a profound statement about words we say with our mouths and how those words are powerful. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Believe what you say shall come to pass, and you shall have whatsoever you say. That's a powerful statement. We believe that most of the things we are saying are true, until the time we are taught something different or are proven wrong and then change our thinking. And at that point, it is up to us to choose what to do with the new information. This book itself is presenting new information. Remember, we only know what we have been taught. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children.